At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
On today's show, we're going to tell you what nobody else has the balls to say about this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce situation.
Let's go. Roll the intro. Yo, yo, yo!
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paul and Tony Fusco show!
Yo, yo, yo!
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco and Tony.
Yo.
Huge show today.
Oh, yeah. So excited for today.
Eagles 4-0 undefeated, just as we predicted. And, you know, we still got these morons coming up to us, Tony, and they're saying, hey, you said the Eagles were going to beat the Commanders by 70.
Please.
People, we meant 70 total points. That was totally clear and obvious.
Yeah. If you didn't get that, that's on you.
Exactly. Anyway, you know, there's a reason why our show is number one in the business. You know, it's because we don't feed you bullshit like the rest of the untrustworthy media. So, you know, today we're going to give you the truth about this Travis Kelce Taylor Swift affair.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And we're also going to clear up the real story about that so-called Cowboys blowout versus the
blowout.
Patriots. And,
I don't think
you know, we're going to bring on a guest today who clearly needs a lesson in how to be a media person. He's a former NFL player turned Fox Sports radio host, Rich Ornberger. And Tony, I have a feeling we're going to send this Ornberger back to the kitchen.
Yeah, he's not going to be Rich Ornberger. He's going to be poor Ornberger when we're done with him.
Good one, Tony. But before we get to all that, it's time for a word from our good friends at Simply Safe. Do you have an alarm system? If not, then you are just begging to be murdered. Isn't that right, Tony?
Absolutely. You know, the other day, something really scary happened. There was a break-in at my Aunt Marie's house. Her boyfriend, Nunzio, told me that he was in their bedroom when he watched another man come inside her back door. And then, you know... I just realized something. Let's move on.
Let's move on. We'll talk about that after the show. Anyway, go to simplysafe.com, enter the promo code Fusco for one complimentary doorbell camera when you sign a contract of 20 years or more. Offer only valid in Eastern New Mexico. Simply Safe.
Boom,
all right, well,
another check in the mail.
Now that we got that business out of the way, Tony, it's time to get into our top story. All right, Tony, you know, the last thing we want to do on this show is be like the bottom-feeding NFL media, which is just desperately milking this Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce bullshit just to juice its ratings. Now, you know, we don't need that help because, as you know, our ratings are totally
huge. We're number one, of course.
But, yeah, it's our duty as journalists to report on this story. Now,
that's
the first thing we did in our research here is we went and looked up who Taylor Swift is.
Yeah, I never heard of her until like 2 weeks ago.
Me too. No clue.
Yeah, we listen to real music. Bon Jovi.
Yeah, well, it turns out she has a bunch of hit songs or something. Who knew? Anyway, but
I
really
didn't.
You know, the story here is on Travis Kelce, who we need to commend here. You know, athletes are always getting into sports media and talking about sports to get downloads on their podcast. But Travis Kelce, he cracked the code. You see, he realized that when athletes get podcasts, they shouldn't talk sports. What they should just do is talk about who they want to fuck. Isn't that right, Tony?
It's a smart media strategy. You know, look at Drew Brees, who flamed out on Sunday Night Football because people said he was boring and basically human NyQuil. Yeah. But imagine if in the middle of the third quarter, Drew Brees just came out and said he wanted to bang Carrie Underwood. He'd still be on the air today.
Great point, Tony. And again, you know, we would never stoop that low on this show. That's low-hanging fruit, you know, because our ratings are so huge, as we've already established. Yeah. But for demonstration purposes, we're just going to show you how this works. You know, thanks to our friends at Nielsen, we have advanced technology, which gives us live access to our ratings.
So
experiment, watch the box right here on the side of the screen here during our next segment, just to see how our numbers go up. This next segment is called Who Tony Wants to Fuck?
Who Tony Wants to Fuck?
Okay, so this is how this is going to work. I'm going to read names off the most recent Billboard Hot 100. And Tony is going to tell me whether or not he wants to fuck this major artist whose name I read. All right, so here we go. You ready, Tony?
Yup.
All right, first name here, Tony. Selena Gomez.
Yes.
Cardi B.
Also, yes.
Ratings going up, Tony. You see it working. Yep. All right, here we go. Dua Lipa.
Oh, God, yes.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Never heard of her, but sounds hot. Yes.
Wow, ratings through the roof, Tony. Miley Cyrus.
A little cuckoo, but yes.
Doja Cat.
Who's that?
A singer, I guess.
Okay, sure. Yes.
This next one. SZA.
What is that? Like an association or something?
Seems like a singer.
Okay, hold on. Let me Google her. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're in business. Yes.
All right. Billie Eilish.
No, not into that.
I think it's not Billie that way. Like, it's Billie a girl.
Oh, let me Google her. Oh, a little goth for me, but yes.
So there you have it, people. That ends our segment, Who Tony Wants to F**k. Very enlightening there,
Tony. You see, the proof is right there on top of the pudding.
All right, well, that's enough of that story. You know, unlike the whores in the media, we're not going to milk this anymore. We're done talking Taylor Swift.
We're done. That's it. It's over.
Hold on, Tony. It sounds like we have breaking news. All right, hit that sounder.
Breaking news.
All right, this just in, the latest development in the Taylor Swift saga, Big Cat, the host of Pardon My Take, which you know is the second biggest sports show next to us, albeit way down the list. Anyway, Big Cat, he's under fire for saying he will not believe the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce relationship is real until he sees a sex tape. Big Cat said, and unfortunately, I have to read this for journalistic purposes only. Here's his quote. He said, "I don't buy it until I see some dick in vagina. P in V. Otherwise, it's not real.
What?
I want to see insertion." And
oh
wow, Tony, this is just totally terrible judgment by him. Isn't that right?
Terrible, terrible judgment when you boil it down. I mean, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have only known each other for a couple of weeks. And in my experience, a couple only makes a sex tape after 4 or 5 months into a relationship. You know, when the sex starts getting boring. Clearly, Taylor and Travis are not there yet. It's still new and fresh. That's why asking to see a sex tape is so thoughtless.
Great point, Tony. And you know, while we've got our journalism caps on here, we need to talk about another story that the untrustworthy media is just spinning out of control here. You know, for the past few days, they've been saying that the Dallas Cowboys, quote, blew out the New England Patriots by a score of 38-3. But Tony, this is absolutely untrue misinformation delivered once again by untrustworthy people. Isn't that right?
When you want to see how a game went, the last thing you should look at is the final score. It's totally misleading. If you break it down, you'll see the game was much closer. First, the Cowboys' defense scored most of the points. And when you think about it, it's ridiculous that defense can even score points.
Yep.
So you can't really count that. So right there, you have to take 14 points off the board.
Yep. And then, you know, one of their touchdowns came from a fullback.
What's
fullback
that?
Fullback isn't even a real position anymore. So
exactly.
You got to take that off the board, dope.
And they also had a two-point conversion that came on a fake extra point. Those are technically fake points, so those got to come off too.
And also, Tony, you know, when the Patriots were in the end zone about to score, the Cowboys got away with a non-call defensive holding that was clear as day. So
totally.
You got to give New England the touchdown there, don't you?
And also, they probably would have gone for two, knowing how aggressive Bill Belichick is.
Yep.
So that makes the actual final score 15-11. Does that look like a, quote, blowout to you, Paulie?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
You know, on that note, segueing to football finally, because that's what we want to talk. We got our guest coming on the line. So let's bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy, all 10 big god at Penn State. So that was real good. A good start to his career.
Yeah, off to a good start. Very promising.
Got drafted by the Patriots. Didn't win a Super Bowl there, but also didn't cheat his way to a Super Bowl there. So both good and bad. Then he wound up playing for the Cardinals and Chargers. So, you know, don't ask him anything about winning because he doesn't know anything about that. Anyway, now he's a Fox Sports Radio personality trying to make a name for himself in sports media like we did 23 years ago.
Yep,
so he's got a lot of catching up to do. Anyway, Rich Ornberger, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It's such an honor and a privilege, frankly.
It is.
Yeah.
What's interesting is when you guys reached out to my publicist.
You have a publicist? All right. Sorry. That took me by surprise.
You guys gave her a different show name. So I'm surprised to see you again.
What? I know your show. It's called Unwatchable.
Yeah, exactly.
This guy doesn't even know what show he's on.
Well, listen, my show is shot in a studio. Yours is in your mom's basement. Look,
it's in his own basement.
No,
are you kidding?
That's not me. What? Namaste. I live in Southern California. No, this is, you guys get this. This is the side of me that only comes out when I speak to you. So
Namaste. It's our mistake for having you on, but you know what?
Let's steer this show down the gutter.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving on.
We're moving on.
You know, unlike the bottom feeding NFL media, which you are a part of, we don't want to spend any more time talking about this Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce relationship, you know, because this is a sports show, okay? And we don't need, unlike you, we don't need to do that to juice our already huge ratings, okay?
Nope.
But then again, it is our duty to cover this situation. So, you know, Rich, you see Big Cat, you know, the host of Pod in My Take, which is, you know, the second biggest sports show next to us, albeit way down the list. You know, he's under fire for saying that he won't believe that the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce relationship is real until he sees a sex tape. And Tony, just tell him why this is terrible judgment.
You know, they've only known each other a couple of weeks. It's usually not until month 4 or 5 of a relationship that a couple agrees on making a sex tape. Usually it's done out of boredom. Don't you agree, Rich?
Yeah, terrible timing.
First of all, what's a sex tape? I've never even heard of that term before. So
it's those collection of tapes in your closet in the box.
There isn't a camera with high enough resolution to see a junk down there.
The deal is this. The only way you know if a couple is truly in love is if they, you know, come together in their marital or engaged bed and they engage in knocking boots with a well-lit room and tripods surrounding them.
So yeah, exactly.
I happen to agree with this take. Maybe it's now listen.
Where were you raised? The San Fernando Valley? Where were you raised?
I was raised all over the place.
Yeah, who's your mother? Is your mother Debbie Diamond? Who's your mother? Debbie Diamond?
No, Deborah came from Dallas, and she is a saint. Deborah Ornberger is a saint. How dare you?
Wait, so you're saying that your mother is Debbie from Debbie Does Dallas? Is that what I just heard?
Yeah.
She's a well-known porn actress. I don't want to get into it. I don't really.
Yeah, you know, see, I'm asking the right questions. Okay, well, yeah, just on the subject of asking the right questions.
Listen.
You know, you're in the media, right? You're trying to come up. Ex-athlete, don't you think you're making a mistake talking sports all the time? You know, look at Travis Kelce. He's so smart.
They were
smart. Instead of being just another athlete who talks sports, he's decided to talk about who he wants to fuck. Don't you think that's a smart media strategy?
Honestly, I think it's the direction that every member of the media is heading in eventually. I think
there you go.
At some point, everybody's going to have to download, you know, Raya and Tinder and face swap or whatever the hell else, and we're all going to have to openly talk about our sex lives and dating.
Exactly. So on that note, tell us, Rich, you know, which major artist do you want to fuck? Tell us.
Great question. Let's see, Susan Sarandon's high on the list.
You might want to try hitting the younger demographic.
Got it.
Yeah, we're also going 2005 to today.
Yeah, but you know, now you just showed your cards. Yeah. We know what
have
you're
you seen
into.
Susan Sarandon. Okay, fine.
What do you want, Jessica Tandy next? I mean, what are you into? Jesus.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but Britney Spears seems to have it together, so...
Oh, you're into the crazy ones.
Yeah, into the spicy, crazy.
When somebody's dancing around with knives, it seems like, I don't know, this poses some sort of challenge. I don't know. There's interest there.
That's
I don't know.
John
is it mutual
Bobbitt
interest?
Said.
Probably. Am I going to pursue it? Absolutely not. I'm a happily married man. Okay.
Just wondering. Don't have to be so defensive. But
so
let me
defensive
just ask
you
in the name of journalism. Olivia Rodrigo. Olivia Rodrigo.
But this is the deal. Like, you guys are lowercase j journalism.
Wow.
You know, there's a capital letter next to the journalism I do. I'm just again
J for jerk.
I wasn't going to do this. You guys keep just let's raise
it's
the bar.
It's clearly making you uncomfortable. I mean, we did find out you like to bang grandmas and got girls who will cut your dick
Mrs.
off.
But, Voorhees.
You know,
we're moving on.
All right, let's move on to you, Rich. You know, when we found out you were coming on the show, you know, people, they told us to go look at your recent tweets. And boy,
I wish we didn't.
Yeah, we wish we didn't do that. You know, the other day you tweeted that the Giants were right to pay Daniel Jones $40 million because you said that's what he's worth on the market. So that leads to my next question. Are you an idiot?
Okay, let me break this down into two parts. I'll answer the first part first. Listen, when you're shopping for homes in Manhattan or Beverly Hills, it doesn't matter if you're buying a fixer-upper or a mansion or a penthouse suite, you're paying property value, you're paying to live in the neighborhood. So if you're buying quarterback, you've got to pay a certain amount of money. $40 million, by the way, isn't that big of a contract for a franchise quarterback? Dak Prescott signed that contract 2 years ago.
Yeah, and he sucks even more.
Yeah, and he sucks.
You're using Dak Prescott as your example?
Yeah, he sucks balls.
Who's next? Jeff George?
Oh, well, listen, if Dak Prescott sucks balls, if that's the great assessment from you guys, then I don't even know where to go with this conversation, because at some point we're going to return to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Don't worry.
Did not.
Don't worry. We're going to return to the Eagles.
I know so where to go. I'm going to go to your next terrible tweet.
We're talking about one of the offenses that played C-plus ball all season.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the tweet.
In a tweet. Thank you for the segue there, genius. All right. Eagles are playing. You said the Eagles are playing C-plus football or B-minus
football. They're 4-0.
So again, I have to ask the question. Are you sure you're not an idiot?
Okay, so again, I'll answer the first question first. I'll defend the tweet, and I'll say, go back and look at any of the games, any of the quarters in any of the games, and try to tell me that this Eagles team so far resembles the Eagles team from last year. Now,
what do you mean?
They're undefeated.
Same jerseys.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I think
Jalen Hurts is still on the team.
Something
Same
wrong.
Coach.
There's something wrong. There's something wrong. I think it's probably a little bit of a brain drain because they lost both Shane Steichen, head coach now with the Indianapolis Colts. And
yeah, that's what listening to you is.
That's what this interview has become, is a brain drain. They're 4-0.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys can do math up to 4.
Yeah, 4 is the number of fingers you're going to have after this interview. All right, you know, one more thing. You tweeted something that made zero sense.
That was beyond anything.
Yeah, look at this. You wrote, Jalen Hurts is like a cheesesteak. Even when it's bad, it's good. So, again, that leads to my next question. Are you 100% sure that you're not an idiot?
Listen, when I tweet, it is what I'm thinking in that moment. Now, there are times where my opinion changed. That happens all the time. I'm not attached to any of my ideas because ideas come, they go, they change.
Smart by you. When you're that dumb, you need to back off of things. Go.
Yeah.
This one remains. Listen, I still think we haven't seen even close to Jalen Hurts' potential so far this season. I think he's a much better
quarterback. If Daniel Jones is worth $40 million, then that would make Jalen Hurts worth $200 billion. Do you agree with that?
Jalen Hurts is worth as much as any team is willing to pay them. Daniel Jones got the contract he deserved. Jalen Hurts, if he's worth that much to the Philadelphia Eagles, that they would pay him $2 billion to stay an Eagle for life.
God bless
him. I hope it happens for him. My guess it'll be less than that. He's just signed a contract that came nowhere near $2 billion. So again, I know you guys aren't math guys. And I know it takes a while for you to catch up with the mainstream.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. We're getting a broad. The emergency system is going off here. Your takes are so bad.
The takes are so bad. They started the emergency system early. Thank you. Because Ornberger is getting sent back to the kitchen. He's off the show.
You're off the show. Get out of here.
You're off the show.
You're out of here.
Uncle Sam wants you off the show.
Satellite Network.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
Well, good news for him. He can go back to writing those terrible tweets.
Yeah, exactly. That Ornberger left a bad taste in my mouth.
Good one, Tony. Anyway, thank we won't you. Let him ruin, which was a terrific show all
no.
around. Of course, we want to thank our good friends at Simply Safe.
Wait, hold on.
You
if it's
kidding
someone,
me?
We're never safe from...
Producer Jay, what do you want?
Corrections.
Why? Go. Hurry up.
Go. You said that in the Cowboys-Patriots game, the Cowboys should have been called for defensive holding on that drop by Mike Gesicki.
Yeah, bro. Horrible job by the
terrible
refs.
Terrible non-call.
Yeah.
He was wide open. Nobody touched him. It was just a drop.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what's also going to drop? You off my balcony.
Yeah. And nobody touched him is how I would describe your sex life. Yeah.
Oh.
You're
good
done.
One.
That's
got
it. Let's
Tony.
Go. Let's
no,
get
no,
out of
no,
here.
No, no, no. Second.
What? Go.
You said the singer's name was S-Z-A?
Yeah, bro.
That's how it's spelled, bro.
Yeah, look it up.
It's pronounced SZA. But I'm not shocked you guys don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to take a SZA and stab you in the throat.
Yeah, you're going to be shocked after I stick your finger in an electric socket. Yeah.
Oh, good one, Tony.
Thank you. That's it. We're done. Let's get out of here.
No.
Finish
you
the show.
You did predict the Eagles would beat the Commanders by 70 points.
No, we meant 70 total points in the game, clearly.
Yeah, learn to listen, bro. No, Open your ears.
No, I did listen. You clearly said the Eagles would score 70 more points than the Commanders. And you were way off as usual.
Oh, yeah, well, you're going to be way off my balcony after I throw you.
Yeah, and 70 is going to be the miles per hour of your body when it hits the ground. Yeah, he's done.
Great one,
he's
Tony.
Shit.
Yeah.
He's soaking.
And we're going to hit you with something now, people. Get this.
Yep.
Booked on next week's show, Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend, Nick Foles will be
here.
Wow,
confirmed. Can't wait for that.
Don't forget, visit our merch store. Buy it up. Spend
buy
all
everything.
Your money.
Yep.
Subscribe on YouTube, follow us on TikTok, listen to us on Fox Sports Radio Pods, and Tony,
do it all.
Great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.